Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. Today is Monday, June 15, 2015, and we are certainly happy to be back in your midst this morning. God is so mindful that he would visit us this morning to give us the assignment for Monday. It is the beginning of a week. God has blessed us to see another week, and each day that God blesses us, touches us to get up in the morning, it is a morning that God is preparing us for assignment. Before we begin, I'd like to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning that wasn't promised to us, oh God. God, I ask that you guide and you instruct us today, God. Give us the revelatory knowledge that you would have us to have on today, oh God. God, bless us and give us the strength and provide for us, God, the things that we need to carry out the assignments that you have provided for us, oh God. God, we ask that you just allow the Holy Spirit to minister to our souls, God, minister to our hearts and our minds, oh God, and to minister to us, oh God, as we move about on this earth today, oh God. God, I ask that you just fill us with purpose, oh God. Give us the understanding of the purpose that you've given us. That's God's purpose, oh God. And we thank you, God, for all things that you're doing. We thank you because you didn't have to wake us up this morning, but you did. We thank you because you didn't have to breathe brand new life in our bodies, but you did. We thank you, God, because you didn't have to give us purpose, but you did, oh God. And we thank you because, God, you're constant. We thank you because you're faithful to us, God. Even when we're not faithful to you, you'll never turn your back on us, oh God, even though sometimes we turn our back on you. And, God, we're asking for forgiveness, oh God. With forgiveness for just not appreciating you for who you are. Forgiveness, God, for not acknowledging you as our Father and our Creator. Forgiveness, oh God, for just not doing the will of the Father. And we thank you, God, that you are so mindful of us, oh God, that you've been patient with us, oh God. And you have allowed us to get it right, oh God, and we thank you for your grace and your mercy, oh God. God, I ask that you touch your audience right now, God. Move in your audience, oh God. Minister to them, oh God, like never before. Take me out of the front, put you in the front, God, so that your people will hear and see you, oh God, and not me, oh God, but they can hear the words, God, that you are giving us today, God, the daily bread that you're giving us, and we thank you, God, for everything, God. In Jesus' name we pray, thank God, amen. And so today is Monday, June 15th. The kingdom assignment today is let the peace of God rule in your heart. And it's coming from Philippians 4:7, which says, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And so, you know, there's nothing like living with the peace of God and allowing it to rule you. You know, when things are going our way, and when we're having good times, then we can just walk with the confidence of peace. But, you know, that's temporary. We have to have the peace of God. And that peace, it is constant. That peace is steadfast. That peace actually allows us to get through the trials and tribulations of our lives. And, you know, we certainly have those. No one can say that they've lived a trouble-free life. So we're going to have trials and tribulations, things that come to build us and mold us And we've got to have the peace of God when we're faced with those difficult situations. And so God says, my peace needs to abound in you and through you. You know, when you're going through your situations, people are watching you. They want to see what your countenance is going to be like when you are going through, when you are happy, when you are sad, when you have different emotions, when things hit you, when, you know, you're suffering, when you have patience, when you are confessing the name of Jesus Christ. People are watching you because they want to know, what is your stance? And your stance should be peace. It should be that I know God is in control. I know that God has my best interest at heart. I know that God has this plan for my life. And because I'm in the will of the Father, nothing but good things can come. God has already told me that I am victorious. And so when you get that word down on the inside of you, you get the promises of God on the inside of you, you find out who you are in Christ and whose you are, then you can have the peace that surpasses all understanding. People won't understand why you have the peace that you have, even though you're going through a trying time. They won't understand it. In fact, they'll want to know, how can I, too, have that same peace? And even through the peace, they're watching you, and they're watching you, your responses and your attitude. And they're also seeing the manifestation of God. And so this is not for you. It's for God's glory. It's for people to see God through you and in you. And so God says that my peace shall abide within the hearts of men. So as I was looking at the definition of peace, it is the freedom from disturbance, quiet, and tranquility. And so it is a freedom from disturbance, quiet, and tranquility. And what I liked about it is peace gives you freedom. It gives you liberty. It gives you tranquility. It gives you calmness. And the thing that, you know, comes to mind when, you know, God was taking me through this assignment for today is that, you know, we have to understand that God is the representation of peace. You know, everything is quiet, and God is, you know, that representation. And so we've got to represent what God represents, and that is peace. You know, what comes to mind also is Mark chapter 4, verse 39. Well, you know, well, Jesus quiets the storm. He stilled the storm. The disciples were on the boat, and the storm was just a raging, and the winds were just a roaring, and, you know, they were really concerned. And Jesus got up, and he said, peace be still. You know, he got up, and he rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, hush, be still. And the wind died down, and it became perfectly calm. And then he said to the disciples, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? So what it is saying is that your peace is tied and connected to your faith in God. And you cannot have faith in God if you don't have relationship with God, if you don't know God's promises for your life, if you don't know that God is your source and that he provides for you, if you don't know these things, then you cannot have the peace that surpasses all understanding. And so we've got to find that peace. We've got to dig deep and just allow that peace to work in our hearts, you know. We must allow peace to rule. Peace must be our umpire, our official, the controlling force in our life. And what it requires is being humble. It requires submission to the will of God in each situation. You know, I've learned to just consult God and seek God in all things, no matter how small they are. Because what I've learned is when you make decisions, if you're making God decisions, then those decisions have been approved by God. And if they are approved by God, then God must keep his word concerning you. And so if you've got God in the midst of everything, you cannot go wrong. Even when the enemy comes in to make it seem like it's a bad decision that you made, or that you shouldn't have made that decision, or God allows you to make that decision, and he got you out of here, and now look at what's going on. He's allowing these things, and he's left you. You know, we've got to constantly remind ourselves of the word, that God would never leave us, and he hasn't. If it helps, think back on the times that God has been there for you. God has allowed you to see a similar situation. It may not be in your life, but it may have been in someone else's life. And if God can pull them through, God will pull you through. Even when you've experienced something in your life that has happened before, God pulled you through. If he had not pulled you through, then you wouldn't even be here to reflect on when God was your escape. You know, as I was praying this morning, God told me, he said, God provides. He said, I provide for what I allow. And we've got to understand what that means. It means that if God is in it, then God has to bring us through it. And so, you know, we've got to allow that peace, that faith in God, that trust in his promise to just be our guard and to be our light and to lead us and let it rule our lives. If we are allowing peace to rule our heart, then we make better decisions. If we're allowing peace to rule our mind, then our thoughts are always on God. And so we've got to let the peace of God rule in our heart. John 14:27 says, peace I leave you with, my peace I gave you, I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. And, you know, that is a command from God. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You know, the enemy has tactics to scare us and to import fear into us, into our hearts, into our minds. And we've got to guard our hearts. We've got to let that peace rule and reside. We've got to let the Holy Spirit reside and dwell in us and become the comforter that God left here for us here on earth. And, you know, and we've got to rebuke those things that are against the peace. We've got to rebuke those rowing situations in our life. We've got to rebuke those things that appear to be one way, but they're actually in appearance another way. And we've got to rebuke the enemy as a whole. We've got to rebuke his stronghold on our hearts and our minds. And we've got to claim peace and liberty and tranquility. And we should be living in a world of calmness, of confidence that God has our back and God knows what's best for us and God is able to carry us through all things. And so we've got to understand that God stands for peace and that God's peace is for you. It is a gift that God has given you. But you know what? We've got to decide to live in peace. We've got to put our feet down and say, we will no longer live in fear. We will no longer live in doubt. We will no longer live in unbelief. We've got to believe that the word is the truth, and we have to hold on to that truth and let that truth be the thing that set us free and give us liberty. And so we have that responsibility because God has given us command to let not our hearts be troubled. Now we have a responsibility to let not our hearts be troubled or to not be afraid. And so we've got, you know, the problem with us is that we're so in this world that we feel like under man's control. We forget that everything is under God's control, for God created it. And we've got to get back to that mindset. You know, it's a mindset. It's a principle of thought is what it is. And so we've got to think in the way that God would have us to think. We've got to have Christ-like mind. And so with us thinking what Christ, you know, we always say, what would Jesus do? Well, we got to think about what he did. He rebuked the wind. He rebuked the sea. He rebuked those things that were causing all the commotion and the noise. And he did it with a word. And we've got to be, as we've got that same power to rebuke those things and to say it with words. If you got to take the scripture and just continually repeat it and meditate on it, repeat it with your mouth and meditate on it in your heart, then you are taking your heart and you are choosing to allow peace to rule your heart. You know, you can make so many better decisions. You can do so many things if you just let go and you let God. And know that God is guarding your heart. An illustration that I came across here is an umpire. An umpire is one that controls the game. His decisions guide and control the game being played. In the same way that peace should rule the believer's heart, peace should be the controlling and dominant force in a believer's life. During sport events, we should be able to make good decisions. We all see calls made that we don't agree with, or we even don't even understand. I've seen people get upset, and you know, and they're, what? That wasn't a good call. But at the end of the day, that call and that decision that is being made is accepted. It's accepted as the final authority of the official, the referee, or the umpire. So whether we understand the decision or not, we go with it. The same should be true with God's peace in our lives. It should rule our hearts, our lives, and guide our choices and decisions. We're making better choices. We're making better decisions. And so we've got to understand, and we've got to see it. That's when you begin to see the manifestation of God in your life, because you are letting the peace of God rule you, and you are letting it control you in a way to where you may not have made the same decision back in the, you know, if you had not had that God-like peace, then when you do have that peace, you make better decisions. So you live a better life. You live a life of lack. You don't have any fear. You live a life of, you know, being in control of your life and letting God lead you and rule you. As a believer ruled by God's peace, you are to be thankful to God and be thankful. You know, be thankful for the peace that God has given you, for the example that Jesus Christ set for us in the Bible. Be thankful in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And that is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. God never meant for us to walk around and downtrodden and depressed and looking, you know, sad and looking all depressed and looking like we have been conquered. You know, we've got to rejoice and be happy. He meant for us to live a life of worship and of praise. And I know sometimes it's easier said than done, because when you're going through those trials and those situations, then you've got to kind of reach out and just grab for that peace. You got to reach and you got to strive to live in peace. That's what making the decision to live in peace means. It means that I will no longer be concerned about, you know, what I have no control over. God is in control. So let God be God and you be you. And so when we focus on what he has done rather than what he hasn't done or what we won't done, then we'll find that our attitude will be a grateful one rather than one of anxious. You know, if you're anxious, if you're not in peace, then you're going to make rushed decisions. You're going to make, you know, decisions that you're going to regret later on. And so you've got to understand that God is functioning us to let my peace rule your decisions. Let my peace rule your mindset. Let my peace help you make a decision to love your sister and your brother and to, you know, act differently, to fellowship, things like that. As a believer ruled by God's peace, you are to be saturated by the word of Christ. And then Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And so then Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Philippians 4:8. And so we've got to understand that our hearts, our minds, we've got to be sold out for Christ. That's basically what it boils down to. If you're not living in a world of peace, if you're not letting peace rule your heart, if you're not in that word, if you're not letting faith and peace work together in your life, if you're not letting patience work, if you're not letting the Holy Spirit dwell in you, you are not totally committed. You are still trying to do this thing on your own. You have not died to your flesh, and you're not submitting to the will of the Father. And so we've got to do those things so that we can live a better quality. You know, I don't know about you, but I want to live a good quality of life, and that's what God always intended for us to do. If you look at it from very creation, the Garden of Eden and how it is described, you know, it deems and it lines right up with the peace because God, I mean, he never meant for us to work. He gave us everything, and guess what? He gave us dominion over those things. And the only thing that he required of us is that we walk and we talk with him each day, that we fellowship with him, and he gave us, he provided for us everything that we needed. But you know what? That's not always good for man. You know, man is not good with that because now we're in the predicament that we're in is because we wanted more. You know, man wanted more. Man was deceived by the enemy. The enemy made things look like there was more to this. It's so simple, and God wants us to get back to the simple things of him. And it begins, again, from the very creation. So I would admonish you today to carry out the Bible, the kingdom assignment, carry out his word, let peace rule in your heart, and not just in your heart, but show your brother and your sister how peace, and by example, and also by giving focus in the word on how they can allow peace to rule in their heart. You have sisters and brothers that you come encounter with every day that are just beaten down by thoughts that of things that ought to happen that have not even happened. You know, we've got to get to a place to where we trust God for the situation. And no matter what, you can stand and see God in all situations. And you can seek God in making decisions, and you can see him in everything. And so we've got to be able to see our Father, you know, and keep our eyes on our Father, not be deceived and tricked and take our eyes off of him, but to move forward in the instructions that God has given us. He is so mindful and loves us so much to wake us up this morning and to give us a word, to give us some instruction, give us an assignment to move forward about our day. Remember, the daily assignment is not only for you. It is for you to get yourself right and to get yourself in check first. But you also can be admonished to help someone else along the way to move about this earth and to be a blessing to God's people. And so I want you to carry out. Think back. Think in your life. Take some time and meditate. We're in this fast-paced environment where everything has to be, you know, here, let's go. Let's move. Find some time in your life today to just sit still and meditate on the goodness of God. It is so refreshing and so healthy to just meditate on the goodness of God. Even the small things that we take for granted, meditate on those things. And as you think, you'll begin to thank God for your life because even in the situation and the trials that you're facing, I guarantee you, you can think of some things that could be worse. I guarantee you that you'll think of somebody that's going through worse. And then it will begin to take that grumble and mumble out of you, plain out of you, and replace it with thanksgiving and praise and worship. And so God is admonishing us to let peace rule. You know, we're worrying and we're taking things up that we have no control over it. And guess what? Worrying is not going to do anything. It's going to, when we see it and we meet the situation, it's going to be the same situation once our worrying has passed. And so we've got to be in the peace of God and let it rule and know that God is our hero. God is our escape. God is our provider and our source, and he will be there. He will carry us through it. He will pull us through it. He will be with us while we're in it. You know, and so we've already got the victory. We've already conquered it, but we've got to have our mindset and our heart set to just rebuke those things that come against what God has already showed you in the Word. And so I admonish you today to just love your sisters and brothers, to help your sisters and brothers, to thank God and acknowledge Him for what He is doing in your life. And let that light be, let it shine and let it be seen. And let people see Christ in you so that they can be led to Christ. Give them the Word so that they have a point of reference and they're able to go and hide the Word in their heart, meditate on it in their mind. And so you have, I thank God for the audience today. I pray that this word is going to be the thing that guides you into your destiny for today, your purpose for today. I pray that it enriches you and it gives you the knowledge that Father would have you have at this very hour. I pray that your day is blessed. I pray that your day is prosperous. I pray that you have a blessed day. Be blessed.